Now, with 6 days to polling in the US presidential election, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will both campaign today in the key battleground state of Florida. More than 75 million Americans have already voted through early in-person voting and mail-in ballots. Election officials in many states are warning that it is now too late for voters to return absentee ballots by post, and they're encouraging people instead to deliver their ballots by hand or vote in person.
Well, both Donald Trump and Joe Biden will campaign in Florida today. They'll be in the same areas, but not at the same time, so unlikely to bump into each other. Joe Biden will hold his signature drive-in rallies in Broward County and Tampa. Donald Trump will hold one of his big traditional rallies also in Tampa, but earlier in the day, he'll then travel on to North Carolina. Why the focus on Florida? Well, because as always, it is one of the most important swing states and also, of course, one of the most unpredictable. It's one of the few swing states this time around where Joe Biden does not have a big lead in the opinion polls. It's pretty much neck and neck there. Florida, crucial for Donald Trump. If he loses this state next week, it could make his re-election impossible. And he has spent huge amounts of time and money campaigning there. He moved his official residence to Florida. He cast his early ballot there last week. Francis Rooney is a Republican congressman in Florida. He says he may not vote for Donald Trump himself because of his handling of the coronavirus. He's now an undecided voter. We spoke to him for RTE's podcast series States of Mind, and he told us that the race in Florida will be incredibly close.
I think everything is so up in the air and agitated and highly partisan that it's hard to say what's going to happen, but it's going to be close. I think that there's going to be a lot more voters on both sides, and I think there's more voters now that won't say truthfully how they're going to vote than ever, because there's so much angst on all sides. No one wants to like lose friends or that kind of thing over it.
And that was the Republican Congressman Francis Rooney. Lots of speculation as well, Brian, that this election result could be disputed, that it could end up in the courts. And of course, we've already had a series of legal battles in individual states over voting issues.
Yeah, that's right. And some of those rulings have been pretty headline grabbing, Mary. Like yesterday, a Michigan judge overturned a ban on openly carrying guns at polling stations on election day in Michigan. But most of the court rulings, yes, have been around voting issues and issues of voting deadlines. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday ruled that election officials in two key battleground states, Pennsylvania and North Carolina, can accept absentee ballots for several days after election day. This was a win for Democrats. Republicans had opposed those moves. Earlier in the week, however, Republicans had a bit of a win, the court refusing to extend voting deadlines for Wisconsin. All of this means that in some states, votes will be counted for days and days after election day, meaning we may not get an overall result on election night. The expectation is that many Republican voters will turn up and vote in that traditional in-person way on election day. So you could see this scenario where on election night, it looks like Donald Trump has won a state, perhaps like Pennsylvania. And this is being dubbed the red mirage. But then we could then see what's being dubbed the blue shift, which is a flood of postal votes coming in the days after election day that go for Joe Biden. Many expect that Donald Trump could then cry foul. He could claim fraud. He could dispute the results and take it to the Supreme Court. Last night, the US president addressed supporters in Arizona. He encouraged them to vote on election day, and he promised them a red wave.
So we made America great again. We created the greatest economy in the history of the world. And then we had the plague come in from China. And now we're doing it again. Our numbers are unbelievable. And by the way, you're going to have a very big number. I even say hold off in your vote until it happens, because a lot of you want to wait till Tuesday anyway. It's going to be a great, great red wave.
Brian, we know Joe Biden is continuing to lead in the polls, but has there been any tightening in the race in these final days of campaigning?
No, Mary, no great signs of any major shifts in the polls. Joe Biden continuing to hold a big national lead of between 9 and 12%. But of course, what's far more important are the polls in the key battleground swing states. Here, too, Joe Biden is in front, but by smaller margins, very small margins, as I mentioned earlier, when we look at Florida, also very small margins in a state like Arizona, where there's only 1 or 2 points in it. Now, I speak to Trump supporters all the time here in the US, and they tell me without fail that they are not worried about the opinion polls. And they say if the opinion polls were right, Hillary Clinton would be in the White House. And they were wrong back in 2016. And I suppose they are right on that point. The difference this time, however, is that Joe Biden's lead is far bigger than Hillary Clinton's at this time. Pollsters also said they have adjusted their survey models to account for groups that were underrepresented or ignored 4 years ago. Groups like non-college educated white males who backed Donald Trump in big numbers. And of course, the other big difference this time around is the record number of early votes being cast. More than 75 million Americans have already voted through early in-person voting or mail-in votes. And to put that in context, that figure of 75 million, that's a third of all registered voters and half the number of total ballots cast back in 2016.
And that was our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. It's 6 minutes to nine.